carpet, and upholstery. 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have with us this morning Barry Shavish, and we've got an exciting program for you, but before we get into that, I just wanted to mention that there's a lot of good news. Yes, sir, they're opening automotive plants, you know, that are going to provide jobs. In fact, our government has let an organization associated with Al Gore $500 million, and they're going to open up a plant to begin building cars in Finland. And then, of course, Ford Motor Company is building a new automotive plant, going to put in $250 million to build cars in China. And as we've pointed out, the $50 billion we've given to General Motors, $50 billion we've given them, we're never going to get it back, but we've given it to them. And they're opening up new plants in China and in India. And then, of course, we gave Chrysler Motor Company, we just gave it. We gave it. They didn't, Fiat Motor Company didn't put up any money at all. We just gave Chrysler to Fiat, and Fiat's opening new plants in Mexico and in Italy. But you have to understand the real plan is to transfer America's automotive production, America's production all throughout the world, to transfer America's wealth, the jobs and manufacturing. It's all laid out in the Earth Charter. They sit back and laugh at how stupid the American people are to think that our leaders are really trying to get the industry working here in America. That's not the plan. The plan is laid out in the Earth Charter. You can find it on the Internet, or we'll be glad to send it to you. It was written by the nephew of the man who's directing everything going on in America. That man is David Rockefeller. His nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter along with a couple of other people deeply involved in the occult. And point 10A calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations when America's the wealthiest nation? Why you intentionally ship their jobs overseas and destroy their currency and impoverish their people. And with that as the background, good morning, Barry Shamus. It's good to have you with us this morning.
Same here.
And, of course, what Barry is talking about may appear to be on a different subject, but it's really not. It's all part of the same elitist plan. But, of course, Barry's going to be talking about the strange death of John Kennedy Jr. So pick up the story.
Well, it wasn't a strange death. It was murder.
All right. The murder of John Kennedy Jr. You go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you how I started. Just recall before anything goes on that JFK Jr. had a magazine called George.
Yep.
And in March of 1997, he became the only editor and publisher in the United States to expose the Rabin assassination. And not just expose, it was a 13-page monster article exposing, the conspiracy to murder Yitzhak Rabin. Now, that with that as the beginning, I knew about JFK Jr. Intimately. I read the article. I know who wrote the article. But keeping that in mind, what got me started was an article in My Reeve about JFK Jr.'s limousine driver. His name was Yoel Katsavman. Less than 2 days before the final flight of JFK Jr., his wife Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and her sister, he drove JFK Jr. From his Manhattan apartment to George Magazine headquarters about 3 blocks away, which, by the way, this was not JFK Jr. Even with a bad leg, he would have taken a taxi. He wouldn't have taken a limo. I found that surprising to begin with. But Katsavman describes a person with two breaks in his leg who is depressed because he couldn't play sports. And in short, he was pumping up the real version of the death. And for a variety of reasons, I did not like the interview. One was, why would an Israeli company, it's called the Empire Limousine Service, drive JFK Jr. and his wife 2 days before the accident? But it gets worse. After he dropped John at the office, he took the wife, Carolyn, shopping. Now, the article went on to explain that Carolyn didn't know what to wear at a Jewish wedding. Rory Kennedy was being married in Massachusetts in a Jewish wedding, which surprised me because the Bessette family at one point was Jewish. As far as I know, I think they still are Jewish. Now, all that doesn't seem like a lot, except that he bought the gifts and put them in his trunk, and apparently this Empire Limousine Service drove them to the airport, and it just was a little too Israeli to be downplayed too much. So I went looking into this murder, and wow, boy, I'm just going to give you a little of the background. It gets quite profound. Now, as far as people know, JFK Jr.'s plane got lost in bad weather. The weather was perfect. It couldn't have been better. In fact, JFK Jr. radioed the tower at Cape Cod, and then boom. While he's radioing the tower, the plane supposedly hits bad weather and crashes into the ocean, except for one little problem. The baggage of Caroline's sister was found miles from the crash. Now, well, that's a mid-air explosion, and there was no bad weather, and all of this was just, well, it was deceit and was cover-up and whatever, but the fact of the matter is that, whoops, I hear music.
You hear music? And we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, as we stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Barry Shamus. And those of you who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli patriot who, of course, had written extensively about the death of Rabin, the prime minister, premier of Israel. And since he's written the classic article about this, he's actually convinced almost 50% of the religious Jews in Israel that Rabin was murdered. They've got tremendous support. More and more information has come out. I first became aware of George magazine when I read an article in it had a lot of quotations from Mel Gibson, who was talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, about Cecil Rhodes and the secret society he created, which became the Council on Foreign Relations, which became the invisible government of the United States. And as I read George magazine, which was, of course, published by John Kennedy Jr., it became very obvious that they were one of the few publications in the United States that was really telling the American people the truth. And I thought to myself at the time, this magazine's not going to last very long. They can never allow the American people to understand that we do have an invisible government. They do have a different agenda. They did come out of a secret society that is dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. And, of course, those thoughts were in many ways prophetic of what was the fate that was going to befall John Kennedy Jr. in the not-too-distant future. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
We have to bring justice to this guy. He was a genuine hero. He tried to bring knowledge, secret knowledge, to the vast American population, including the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, and that's what did him in. I'm going to just give, a minor tidal wave of data that I accumulated after the assassination, and it was an assassination. Number one, the FBI actually looked at the plane. We'll talk about the plane. No press was allowed to see the plane. The American Navy was called out in massive forces to find the plane. And by law, the FBI and the FAA had to look at it. And we'll look at their reports as well. But to begin with, the FBI preliminary report was released. And shockingly, they confirmed that there was a bomb on the plane, and they noted in this report, which I read, and Lord knows if it's still on the internet or somewhere where you can still read it, that the explosive in the bomb was used by foreign intelligence services. I think they were saying the Mossad. This was followed. Now, I don't know if Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report is still on the air, but that Catherine Cryer announced that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officers to get the full story on the Rabin assassination. If you can find Catherine Cryer and this report, still go and get it, because Frankfurt, Germany, the name of the newspaper, I think, was something like Neustadt or something like that. It was the main paper in Frankfurt, wrote that JFK Jr. on Wednesday, he died on Friday, so on Wednesday he had met the deputy head of the Mossad, Amiram Levine, to get the full story of the Rabin assassination. JFK Jr. was going to do a follow-up story, and he was going to name the killers. And believe me, his first story caused quite a ruckus in Israel. Quite a ruckus. And we'll talk about that shortly, about Leah Rabin's reaction to the article. But nonetheless, this article, and by the way, no one sued George Magazine for any false information. And what he said outright is that the Israeli secret internal secret services, the Shabak, got rid of Rabin, which is only part of the story. He didn't mention that the Shabak was ordered to kill Rabin by Shimon Peres, Israel's president, but he came mighty, mighty close, and it looks like he was going to close the noose.
All right. Now, the Mossad is different than the Shabak, isn't it?
The Mossad is external.
Right.
They didn't kill Rabin. The Shabak is internal, and a branch within the Shabak did kill Rabin. Now, of interest, then came the Ma'ariv article with JFK Jr.'s chauffeur, who just happens to be Israeli, giving a lot of baloney about how badly his leg was and how depressed he was, further instilling the feeling still held by the American people that he had a broken leg and should never have been flying the plane. And then he flew into bad weather, which all of this is nonsense. Weather couldn't have been better. The plane was driven by a guy with two legs. All of it was, well, it was, again, to assure the Israeli people that they weren't involved. And some people were noting that Ehud Barak, then Prime Minister, well, he's now the Defense Minister of Israel, suddenly went to Washington. Look, this was a high-level assassination, and Barak being in Washington shows how high-level covering up the Rabin assassination really was. JFK Jr. was going to blow the story sky high, and the Prime Minister of Israel showed up in Washington, I believe, to direct what we're going to talk about very, very shortly, was how the American government just bent over backwards to make sure that no one ever saw the bodies coming out of that airplane. All blown to smithereens, by the way, by the bomb. But there were witnesses. Now, look, I'm going to repeat. Kennedy's sister-in-law, her name was Lauren Bassett. Her suitcase was found miles from the crash site in the ocean. And that is not caused by a plane plummeting straight down. In fact, the suitcases would all be in the plane. This meant mid-air explosion.
Well, Barry, wasn't there a flight instructor on the plane as well?
No.
No, okay.
No, there was. There was Kennedy, his wife, and his sister-in-law. Oh. That was it. Now, as for the witnesses, I had emailed to me one witness, but let's start with the attorney, Victor Pribanik. If you want to look him up, it's Pribanik. He was on the shore fishing. He heard the explosion, looked up in the sky, and saw the plane explode. But there was a better witness, and I'm going to quote, she was a reporter for the Vineyard Gazette. I'm going to quote one email sent to me, but it was all over the internet. The reporter, this is the quote. At the time the plane went down, I was living in Massachusetts in Kerryville. On that particular day, I heard the news. A reporter living on the island was quoted as having seen the plane seen a flash on the plane. The next thing, the plane went out of control and crashed into the sea below. He was quoted on the internet saying this: having been a reporter and having seen many other events go down, I decided to call the reporter in question. Somehow I quickly reached him, and he repeated the story. Next, the article disappeared from the internet, and no more report was made on the news, which included any of the information from the eyewitness reporter. I noted the disappearance of the article and called the reporter back. Suddenly, he no longer existed. I could not find him no matter what I did, despite having spoken to him hours before he was gone. I know of two witnesses who saw the plane explode. They both disappeared. Nonetheless, in came the Navy. President Clinton sent out, he sent out the Sixth Fleet, all but, to bring up that plane, and it was recovered under national security conditions, meaning no reporters were allowed to see it or to photograph it. It was loaded onto sealed containers and taken away where the FAA investigated the crash. Now, here is the FAA report. Go and find it. It was, for a while, it was certainly out there. The FAA report indicated that the recovered engine was fully functional. There was no reason for the crash. It wasn't struck by lightning. The engine was fine. The presumed bad weather that supposedly caused Kennedy to spiral into the water didn't exist. It was part of the cover-up. In short, the FBI preliminary report and the FAA report says that the plane that went down was fine. The FBI report said it was blown up in the tail section using an explosive commonly used by foreign intelligence agencies. The FAA and the FBI wrote honest reports. Kennedy's plane was blown out of the sky. There were eyewitnesses who saw the plane blow up. The weather was perfect. Kennedy phoned the tower when he was 8 miles from the airport, announcing that he was coming in. And then, boom. How they got away with this, it's just simply not believable.
They get away with a lot of things, Barry, and the American people, because they don't have access to the truth, don't understand.
It's not that hard to get it.
I know, but we need somebody like you to do that, and then we need a voice for you to get it out. You'll get it out this morning, you'll get it out this afternoon, and I see you're doing several other programs on the same subject, and I'm just so glad that at least a small number of American people are going to understand. This is what happens all the time. We never get the truth about what happened to Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy or... Anyway, go right ahead.
Interesting how you knew that. It's true. Tomorrow I'm on Gianna Hayes' show doing this exact topic. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that, of course. She sent me an email to tell me that, so... And I was just tickled as I could be that you're getting lots of exposure. I think your message is so important. Go ahead.
Well, it's a strange thing that the good really do die young. I mean, this is no platitude. JFK Jr. was honest, and he wanted to, and I'm going to go into where his father came into this. There is a very strange connection between Yitzhak Rabin and John Kennedy the senior, which we'll shortly talk about. But now I'm going to mention something really quite fantastic. The bodies were cremated. Against the family's wishes.
You don't do that.
First of all, Carolyn Bessette and her sister Lauren Bessette were Jewish. Not especially faithful Jews, but it turns out they were Jewish. Oops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a minute here at the American Freedom Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. East Ridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by East Ridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. East Ridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I guess this morning, Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can invite you to come to their region to give a talk.
Sure. The books, including the latest, The Compromised Land, are at lulu.com. You write L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a search box. Double-click books and spell my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. The Kennedy material, if I'm not mistaken, is in my book, Bye Bye Gaza. Well, my website is www.barrychamish.com. Oh, I forgot to mention, when you get to the search box, write in my last name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and you'll get to my books. Now, I'm going to be speaking this very shortly, in less than 2 weeks, I'm going to be flying to Omak, Washington, followed by Sumas, Washington. That's across the border from Abbotsford, British Columbia, where I'm not going into Canada because apparently the border is causing tremendous problems. Well, I want to get back in the States where I have a wife and an apartment, and I don't want to be stuck in Canada. So I'm going across the border to Sumas, Washington. I'm going to Seattle as well, and possibly Portland, Oregon. Someone is working on that. If you want to know how to meet me, just phone me. That's 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079, and we'll meet. And you can also invite me in the future to give my lectures, and you'll get a very exciting evening out of it. Now, let's go back to this assassination. The big giveaway, if you were smart, was that Clinton and, well, and Barack, remember, Barack, Israel's defense minister today, was in Washington when the plane blew up and the U.S. Navy was called to recover the plane. No reporter ever saw the plane. But the next phase of the cover-up was absolutely, well, simply fantastically unbelievable. They got the bodies up, and there was a full Navy funeral. JFK Jr. was never in the Navy. You don't give a Navy funeral to someone who never served in the Navy. But they did. And the cremated bones of JFK Jr., his wife Carolyn, and his sister-in-law Lorette were all thrown as dust into the sea. Now I went looking. It turns out that the Seth family gave no approval for their two daughters to be cremated. And in the Jewish religion, cremation is very rare. It's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That means being put back into the ground, not being burnt alive. That's, and after the Holocaust, you just don't burn Jews.
What about, certainly you don't burn Catholics? I mean, they have...
Very rare.
Right.
Very rare.
What about
and
the family?
Once again,
did they give permission to, for the cremation of John Jr.?
Sure didn't. The Navy took it as their responsibility to find the plane and to burn the bodies all within 2 days. 2 days later, America watched the service of course, a Navy destroyer, aircraft carrier or destroyer, a big, big boat.
Well, I mean, certainly didn't the family object?
The Bessette family did object.
What about the Kennedy family?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay.
But the Bessette family said, we didn't give permission to cremate our daughters. But they didn't want evidence. They didn't want a body blown up in a bomb to be seen by anybody, let alone the family, let alone the funeral director. They burnt them, and they threw them off the ship, and they finished their cover-up. Now, you have to remember Clinton going to Rabin's funeral and offering the immortal words, Shalom Chaver, goodbye, friend, all baloney. He covered up the man who was about to expose the Rabin assassination with a lot more power than I ever had. He had a magazine people were reading by the millions. They murdered him so he wouldn't tell the truth. They murdered him to save Shimon Peres. That's what it comes down to. And Clinton was in Washington ordering the Navy to cover up this murder with Ehud Barak by his side. I'm hoping this is sinking in.
That all of these things happen because we've seen this same pattern over and over again. And, of course, the American people never know because the media is controlled. We have freedom of the press, which means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. Go right ahead.
This one was a little more elaborate. This required spending several tens of millions of dollars on the Navy to cover it up. But that's what happened. And, again, there were rumors that Hillary Clinton had him killed because he was going to run for New York Senate. That's garbage. He was going to expose the Rabin assassination. Hillary Clinton, well, I could imagine her not being uncomfortable with the man's death, but she didn't plan it. This came from the top of Israeli and American intelligence to get rid of this troublemaker, JFK Jr., and to hell with his wife and sister-in-law. They went down. They were in the wrong place, wrong time. They went down anyways. They blew up his plane. People saw it. The plane was investigated. Well, again, I'm repeating myself, but I'm going to. Catherine Cryer, Fox News. The Frankfurt, I believe it's called the Neustadt. The Franklin newspaper reported, as did Catherine Cryer, that JFK Jr. had met with Amiram Levine, deputy head of the Mossad, to get the full story of the JFK Jr. The Yitzhak Rabin murder on Wednesday. The plane went down on Friday. He was buried on Sunday. He was turned to ashes and thrown into sea on Sunday. All of this cannot be random. It's a perfect pattern of why you murder a magazine editor with an awful lot of popularity in the United States because he was serving the truth. Now, let us see what he did previously. That article in March of 1997 in George magazine. Oops, I hear music.
You hear music? Yeah, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Could these things really happen in the United States? Of course they could.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You may not be the biggest farmer or rancher in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to skimp on equipment. For more than 60 years, Tarter Farm and Ranch Equipment's been used, trusted, and built by pros. From gates, panels, and stock tanks to three-point equipment and feeders, Tarter works as hard as you do. Which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit TarterGates.com. Tarter, working harder since 1945.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry, you pick up the story.
Let's look at the reaction of the George Magazine article on the Rabin family. Leah Rabin attacks JFK Jr.'s magazine article, a quote, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's widow charged that JFK Jr.'s magazine crossed the red line by publishing an article by the mother of her husband's assassin. That was Yigal Amir's mother, by the way, and he certainly was not the assassin. Nonetheless, let's quote her. How, of all people, could he do such a thing? Mrs. Rabin asked of the son of President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963. Perhaps he needed a sensational piece in order to sell his paper. I would expect John Kennedy Jr., who lost his father to an assassin's bullet when he was a mere child and grew up in the shadow of that horrible tragedy, to adopt a higher moral standard in his paper, said Mrs. Rabin. He adopted the highest moral standard in the book. He exposed the assassination. Now, what did he expose? I'm going to give you one little quote of many. Immediately after the assassination, the Israeli establishment began a sweeping crackdown against right-wing Israelis and other ideational conspirators. Never knew there were ideational conspirators. However, when Rabin's connections to both Amir and the Shin Bet were published, the establishment changed the story overnight. This is from the article. JFK Jr. was exposing the Israeli secret services, the Shabakh. And you pay a price for that. I paid a price for it. He paid it. I'm still alive. And it was a close call with me. He is not alive. You don't fool with the Rabin assassination. Now, I'm going to give a very strange little fact that Leah Rabin published in her own book, her own autobiography. It was only a line, but so much has been made of this line. She, claimed is not the word. She knew. Her husband was in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963. Now, looking a little deeper, Jack Ruby met a group of Israeli so-called reporters at the Dallas Police Department the night before he shot Lee Harvey Oswald. I would imagine that Yitzhak Rabin was one of the reporters. Now, what that means, I don't know what it means, except that Jack Ruby apparently got instructions from Israel to knock off Lee Harvey Oswald. That would be the obvious conclusion, but I don't know it. Nonetheless, Leah Rabin claims her husband was in Dallas the day of the JFK Jr.'s father's assassination. Do with that as you will. I don't know what to do with that, but it certainly is worthy of noting. Now, there are two assassinations that I've decided I'm going to bring to America. One, just to get rid of this mafia running Israel. Peres will die someday, but I hope he stays alive long enough to face charges for what he's done to the Jewish people and the American people. We're both victims of Shimon Peres and of the mafia running Israel. Amazingly, Ehud Olmert was taken in handcuffs to court this week, but Shimon Peres will never go to court. He's got too much power. Ehud Olmert was just a crook who got caught and they didn't have the power. It looks like justice is being pursued in Israel. It isn't. second story I'm telling is the murder of Wayne Owens, congressman from Utah, again by Shimon Peres' gang of peacemakers. These two stories I've decided to stress. As long as I'm in America, Americans have got to know that Peres is your worst enemy. You don't know how bad he's been to the Jewish people, but he's been awfully bad to your people. I don't think JFK Jr. will ever, ever be reinvestigated. There's only me blabbing. No one else is taking it on. The same thing with Wayne Owens. But for the heck of it, I'm going to just tell this story as long as I'm allowed to, both stories.
Well, I want you to keep it up. I think we need people to try to reach the average American and make them think, and whether it's the story of what happened to JFK Jr. or Martin Luther King, anything to get people to think. And one day, maybe they'll begin to connect the dots and realize that we have professional assassins right here in the United States who do the bidding of the invisible government. And, of course, I'm sure they work in concert with the Mossad and others throughout the world, but there is an invisible group that runs the world and uses the intelligence agencies to do terrible and horrible things. Well, you got 1 minute to wrap up the program this morning, Barry.
All right, I'm coming to OMAC, Washington, October 9th, Sumas, Washington, October 13th, and then I'm in Seattle and possibly Portland. If you want to join me, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
All right. God bless you. Well, thank you so very much, Barry. We will talk to you next week. And
no, you'll talk to me tonight.
My evening. That's your night. I will try to get you on next week for the evening program because I want to get on tape for my use your story of JFK. We've had it before, but I think it's so important that we hear it again. We'll be back.
You'll see me in 6 hours, 7 hours.
God bless. Bye.
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 I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people of Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and certainly hope you enjoyed Barry Shamish If you doubt this sort of thing goes on, why, we have a four-tape set, find me four CD set called Deadly Assassins, where I interview a couple of government assassins and the man who tracked down the man who was assigned to kill General Patton. We carry the book Target Patton. We have a four-tape set on how they killed Bobby Kennedy, a four-tape set on how they killed Martin Luther King. Those are CD sets. And then the four CD set on how they tried to kill all the American servicemen, sailors, Marines on the USS Liberty. You'll hear the survivors telling how they were threatened with death if they ever dared to tell the truth about what happened on that fateful morning in 1967. They were threatened by their own government. They would be killed. These were American servicemen if they ever did tell the truth. Well, we need to get the truth out. And how are we going to reach the American people? One of the things is, I believe my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is an excellent source of information. And we want to get it reprinted. And, you know, we need weapons in this battle. And you can get 60 copies of my book for $149.95. Special offer at this time as we move to reprint the book. If you can, $149.95 plus shipping will get you 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, it's a great deal, but it's a vehicle for you to get the information out and point out people the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We need weapons. This is a weapon. Do you care? 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, we're having an all-day conference here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, our yearly Radio Liberty Conference, and we're bringing Catherine Albrecht, William Gregg, Tom Horn. Sydney, you don't want to miss it. If you can possibly make it, you have to have a reservation because we're serving lunch. 1-800-544-8927. So, hope you can make it, and then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day and not get much accomplished, but you'll get a lot of information. Help us get the information out. That's your job. That's your assignment. Because America has been taken over by wicked people who are intent upon using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and now they're in the final stages as they're moving to destroy the financial structure of our nation, transferring our jobs overseas, giving Al Gore money, $500 million, lending him $500 million to build a plant to build cars in Finland. Why aren't they trying to get new factories opened in America? Well, because the whole idea is to transfer our wealth and our manufacturing overseas. Once you can understand that, it all makes sense. Get something from us, any of the items we've talked about. Of course, you can ask for a copy of the Earth Charter written by David Rockefeller's nephew. Of course, a deeply occult publication, an occult document that lays out the plan to transfer America's wealth to other nations. Read it in their words or pull it down off the Internet. It's called the Earth Charter. Just go to your search engine. And, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction.